It's 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get you in the proper mood here for a Friday. We're going to do it right now, starting with a song from The Lemon Settlement.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a standoff in the street. Then a shot of the moon turned the light off in a room where a mistress combed her hair, reflected in the stare of a deputy with hands that can't be beat by the legend of a man through scandals and eclat, backed into a trap by horse trained to attack. Thrill the fate of the glance, that shadow and its stand. Pianos and saloons resonate high noon, where a poker face gone lame, one eye fixed on the bang, where mistakes won't dance but cousins take a chance at a fortune that won't last long enough to pass. A sheriff with no name gone outlaw for the fame and the glory of the chase, but whiskey wins this race. With a drop of a hat, a once hero now lies flat. Through rifle sight, even candles hide at night. From the final curtain call, there's a town left with no law. Land once called home is now a wasteland land of toast. Through the legend of a man, through scandals and eclat, backed into a trap, a once hero now lies flat.
Gentlemen, alrighty. Well, let's see what I can do with my mic here. That's better. Welcome to the program, everyone. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, October 4th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, and live in studio performances, rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be with y'all here, and glad we're here. You're here with me. Hello out there, and welcome to the show. Kind of chilly. Going to be like that all day, but the rest of the weekend looks like it's going to be pretty nice for the fall, I guess. Anyway, get out there, do something you enjoy. I'm pretty excited about the show this morning. I have got the members from the band The Lemon Settlement with me here in the studio. We're going to talk with them, and we'll learn a little bit about the band, and they're going to play some songs for us, and we'll have a little fun like we always do here on Open Mic Radio every Friday. We'll also do a rundown of some things happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Lots to do, so get out there and, have some fun. Swing on by, 915 East Broadway. If you're in our neck of the woods, doors are open. Come on up the back stairs or up the front. You can poke your head in here and say hi to me and everybody else in the studio. Before we get too busy, let's say thanks to the Barroom Billies for coming down last week. Fun time with Heather and JT and Matt and Elijah. I actually saw them all last night at the Sean James Show down there at Rose. And Tim Carey opened the show. And then we had the Cosmic Riders, which actually JT from Barroom Billies plays bass for Cosmic Riders. And then you got Steve Anziger's kids playing the drums and guitar. And I forget who was... Oh, they had Dennis Lane playing last night, playing that nice steel that he does. So anyway, great stuff last night. And this guy, Sean James, if you haven't heard him or seen him, check him out. S-H-A-W-N, Sean James. He used to have a band called the Shapeshifters, Sean James and the Shapeshifters, but now it just... He's got a different band now, but they're still pretty hot. Anyway, that was fun last night, and good to see everybody. A lot of the old gang out last night. That was great. All right, before that, what else? Oh, yeah, Barroom Billy. So thanks. Appreciate it last week, okay, you guys? All right, let's see if we can get our guests to play another song for us here, and then we'll come back and chat with you guys a little bit, okay? We have the Lemon Settlement with us. My name is Mike. This is Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial. And streaming all around this pretty blue planet at kopn.org. All right, guys, what do you got for us?
Song called Hand-Me-Downs. And thanks for having us.
Well, you're welcome. We'll talk in just a few minutes, all right? Okay, here we go. Once again, Lemon Settlement. This is called Hand-Me-Downs. This is Mike, Open Mic Radio.
You might just be this way, the same damn fool as yesterday, and ask why, 'cause you try. You need peace, but you tend to grieve, opposition without retreat, and ask why. Sympathy. You work hard to achieve what you want, but it's now out of reach from your eyes, and you try. I don't know why birds fly, I don't know why dreams must die, but they die, and you try.
Another nice one. I got my own personal private Friday morning concerts. That's the main reason why I do the show. Every Friday I get my own show here. And then usually by about halfway through, we get some other hangers around that will show up and join us here. So anyway, all right, that's fantastic. It's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio. My guests in the studio with me this morning are members of the band The Lemon Settlement. Let's say hello. I'll get you, John, why don't you get on that mic there, and you can share that one with our keyboard friend here. Anyway, we've got John playing bass. Hi, John.
Hey, this
how are
is
you?
John.
Yeah. All right. And before we go too far, I'm gonna ask you a quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you from, John? You're from around here?
I moved here about 5 years ago. Originally from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Great music scene up there.
Yeah.
And
our friends the Hootenhollers are playing there tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Milwaukee. And then who we have on the keys here?
I'm Kevin. I grew up in Carthage, Missouri, so a small town down in the southwest there.
Okay. All right. And then we got Michael here playing guitar and singing.
Yes. Michael from St. Louis, originally.
How long you been here in Columbia?
About 5 years.
Okay. Who we got back on the drum?
My name is Todd Lombardi, and I am also from St. Louis, South County area.
Okay, how long you been around here, Todd?
I've been here for the past 2 years now as a graduate student in physics.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. All right. And then Samir over here playing guitar as well.
Yeah, I'm Samir. I'm from St. Louis by way of Chicago. I was born in Chicago, lived in St. Louis like 8 years or so, and I've been living here like 3 months.
Okay. All right. How about I ask you how the band got together? How'd you guys all meet one another?
Craigslist.
Yeah, we're
is that
Craigslist.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Much Frankenstein child of Craigslist. Yeah.
And how long has the band been together?
In some sort of incarnation or another.
I think three of us have been playing for about 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years. The project originally started in Denver when I was living there, and then sort of fell into just becoming a recording project, only to sort of be resurrected here once we all started playing together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Starting with you, Michael, are you self-trained or a classically trained musician?
Actually,
or?
I think I may be the only one out of all these gentlemen that has absolutely no formal background whatsoever in music, so...
I don't have much either.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm just...
I have the Stooges records.
I'm just fortunate enough to have folks that play with me that have patience.
How long you been playing?
I guess I started picking up guitars around maybe the late 90s, 98, 99. Uh-huh. My first four-track around that time as well. Started right. playing in actual projects, bands, 2004, 2005, something like that.
Yeah, what about you, Samir?
Well, mine actually is, I've been playing on and off for about 8 years, so it's a bigger chunk of my life, but uh-huh. in terms of like bands and stuff, that's been the most recent like 5 to 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about yourself with regard to how you learned how to play?
Well, I had a guitar teacher in St. Louis for like 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. but mostly I've been in the YouTube videos and stuff.
It's amazing what you can learn on your own by just paying attention to other guys.
Yeah, it was free,
huh?
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, and are you a multi-instrumentalist or just guitar?
For me, I pretend to sing, but I'm too scared to do that with these guys yet.
All right. What about you, Todd?
Well, I learned because my mom said I had to stop playing video games and do something else when I was 8 years old, and it was fairly arbitrary that I picked drums and percussion, so I took lessons for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
So I do know how to read music. I know chords. I did a jazz band in undergraduate, and I did mallets, so I'm familiar with... I can read music and stuff. I can read drum set charts. I think
percussion is... not just drums. I think people don't realize there's a lot of other things that go along with percussion. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I am classically trained, and I also am. I've been self-trained for most of my life.
And we've got the guys sort of broken down here in sort of an acoustic setup, but typically you play a regular kit?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And let's see, on the keys over here.
Yeah.
How about you with regard to your musical background?
So I'm 41. I started playing guitar when I was 14. So I had some classical lessons in guitar, and just a couple of years ago, Michael gave me this challenge, could you start playing some keyboard for us? And so I took it up, and I just was doing my best to hide my mistakes with these guys' good playing, and it's been a lot of fun. I play a lot of instruments. I play mandola and dulcimer. And
love the mandola.
Yeah, I really like it. There's a really cool mandola builder named Mike, who lives Big Muddy Mandolin. He lives in Boonville.
Uh-huh.
We're checking out.
And he builds them?
Yeah.
So wow.
He built mine. It's a really beautiful instrument.
You know, you see a lot of mandolins around, but you don't see that many mandolas.
Yeah.
Is it a similar instrument? It's just like an octave
Not
lower?
Not quite an octave, but it is a little bit lower in pitch, yeah.
Okay. There's a group that that plays at like Broadway Brewery. I think it's on like Sunday afternoons. I think it's more like a just a get together. But there was a guy with a hammer dulcimer.
Oh, nice!
Last Sunday we were there for brunch, and that's a pretty cool instrument. But you're talking about the mountain dulcimer that you play.
The lap dulcimer, yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful sounding instrument.
Yeah.
All right, John. What about you? You play guitar and bass, or just bass, or?
I just pretty much play bass, mm-hmm. and I buy a lot of instruments, but don't really play them.
A collector we've got here. All right. Okay, where'd the name for the band come from?
Actually, it was the name of an album from a project that I was in years and years back called My Music Atlas. And it was literally an album title. But really, it comes from a neighborhood that was actually being developed in and around the area that I'm actually from.
Hmm. The Lemon Settlement.
Yeah, it was actually, believe it or not, the name of a road.
Huh.
So, yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, let's see. How long's the band been together? We talked about it a little bit, or not?
In its current state?
Yeah. Not long, because Samir just kind of got on board.
Yeah, like a month.
In its current state.
But, but in some way, shape, or form for...
Again, if you wanted to go back to Denver, probably 7 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, let's have you guys play another one. You want to play another one for us?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. I got some other things to talk with you about, but let's get as much music in as we can. All right, everybody. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming live on the web at kopn.org. I'd like to say thanks to my guest, the Lemon Settlement, for coming in and hanging out with me this morning. It's a chilly, kind of rainy Friday morning, and it's kind of rough to get musicians up and at it this time of the day, typically, so I appreciate you guys coming down. All right, we'll get another song from them, though. All right, what do you got for us here, Mike?
This is called The Ghost Among Us.
All right, here we go.
Pathways that were as white as teeth beneath. New drops that hold all the secrets one needs to fuel all the controversial speeds of kites that once flew overhead to guard you. You. Despite the knowledge gained from the currents and the tides would pry, probe, they smile. Reluctantly declining the time lost with company that's there at any cost it takes for tremors to become an earthquake. Lines and hairlines that recede behind locked doors, where memories are stored and kept and swept underneath rugs and debris to build skyscrapers that offer perfect view.
Is the Lemon Settlement. All right, everybody, appreciate that stuff. You guys are sounding great. You got a gig coming up, I think. When? Tomorrow night, is that right?
Tomorrow night, yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Cafe Berlin with Dream Squeeze and John Galbraith. It's basically local, so we're pretty excited about it.
I know John and his band, but I'm not familiar with Dream Squeeze. Are you guys familiar with that band? What's their style, or what do they do?
I don't know. So, maybe a kind of a new wave sound? Or,
yeah, new wave, alt pop kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they're really good, really tight.
Yeah. All of them are just incredible musicians.
Okay, that's at Cafe Berlin tomorrow night.
Correct, yep.
What time's the show?
8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock show.
And right. I think the order is John, ourselves, and then Dream Squeeze.
No, it sounds like a great bill. John Galbraith is a great guitar player. He's got a good band, and then you guys and Dream Squeeze.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, tomorrow night, Cafe Berlin. Check that out. These guys that are with me in the studio this morning will be playing there tomorrow night. Cafe Berlin does a great job. They really put together some cool shows. I don't know if you guys were around last weekend for the Columbia Experimental Music Festival.
No, I heard about that. Yeah.
Well, that was some remarkable stuff that they had going on last weekend, and I think it started like on Thursday. They went all the way to Sunday, and they did it in a number of different venues around. But Berlin was a big part of that, and they had some great stuff. Hello, Miss Diana Moxon. Diana will be coming in and joining us here at about 10 o'clock. She has a radio program after this one. It's called Speaking of the Arts. So if you want to find out what's happening in the arts scene around Columbia, Missouri, stick around at 10 o'clock for Diana and Speaking of the Arts in just a little bit here, okay? All right, in the meantime, though, we've got the Lemon Settlement here in the studio, and we're going to find out a little bit more about these guys. Let's talk about songwriting and composition and that kind of stuff. Are you collaborative writers, or do you have a primary writer who does it? How do you guys do it?
I think right now we've been playing the majority of my songs, or well, actually all of my songs, but I like to make it clear, as I always state, like they could not be what they are without these folks. I mean, mm-hmm. they massively contribute on all aspects, quite frankly. As far as the songwriting, I think the majority of it right now is they're my songs.
Okay. And so you might have an idea and then bring it in and you guys kind of fill it out together?
Yes, literally.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Where do you practice?
I have a dwelling in my basement, so a little corner hole that I've kind of claimed stake to, and yeah, we've got a decent space there where we actually practice and do okay. a lot of recording too.
All right, so. I was going to ask you actually record there as well?
Yep, we do. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about recordings. You have a number of recordings over, I think, since what, 2014 or 2015 yeah. is the oldest yeah. one that I saw.
Yeah.
Were all those recorded here in Columbia?
No. Actually, the very first one was in Denver.
The
majority of it actually done on a 4-track. Uh-huh. So, yeah, a whole lot of it. And then over the course of years, things became sort of a long-distance recording project where friends that have played in the past and collaborated would basically trade anything from WAV files to MP3 files, and we'd dump it into, you know, whatever we could in terms of, like, myself, GarageBand,
right.
and things like that, add to it, pass it on, send it to the next person. So,
oh, cool.
The quintessential EP that's on there, Quintessential right. Dialogue, that's pretty much primarily all of that.
So. Okay. And then you had... A couple two yeah. tales from an extended journey.
Yeah, more or less. It was kind of an earlier lineup of what we have right here.
Uh-huh.
We thought they were actually decent enough songs not to pretty much just kind of alt them or you know, put them aside. So we went ahead and just made a single prior to our current album that came out.
All right, and the most recent one is called Nomadic Almanac.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Almanacs, plural. Yeah, Nomadic Almanacs. What's the story behind the title?
Pretty much just kind of a play off the fact that I think... all together there might be 12 or 14 different people actually on that album from all over the place.
Is that right?
And I think that was sort of the ploy on the title, was just kind of to reference the fact that, well, myself, I've relocated a lot, been mm-hmm. all over the place, and sort of referencing the fact that there are an awful lot of people actually on that album.
Anybody we know from around here other than your gang?
Actually, yes. Two of the individuals from Dream Squeeze.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. Josh, who's sort of the principal songwriter, lead guitar, and singer, and then Dylan, who plays drums for them.
Huh.
Yeah, we're on a couple of the songs.
All right. Cool.
David as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, David Morrison, who actually played lead guitar for us for quite some time. He's on that too.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Do you have plans to record more music? Are you always working on new stuff?
I think so.
Yeah.
Usually we lay down the drum track first and then add everything else on top of that, so we just do all that at once and then they go to work. Yeah.
And then we come back and try to actually play them in whatever fashion or incarnation that we come up with on that. Yep.
Where do you like to perform? And do you have a favorite venue around here that you like?
Honestly, we really enjoy Cafe Berlin.
It's a great stage.
I think they're good people, good folks there, and we've had a great response, and we just really enjoy it there. It's a nice, comfortable place to play.
Yeah, it's a real nice stage too. And I don't know if you remember it, before they opened up that back room, before they used to do music there, but they didn't, where the stage is, that whole side of the building wasn't open to them. It was like a almost like a general store type of thing they had on the other side, and they took out that wall, built the stage, and extended the bar over there. That made a huge difference. I think it's one of the best stages in town for sure.
Nice. Well, it's definitely our favorite.
Yeah. Cool. Again, tomorrow night, these guys down at Cafe Berlin, catch them, Lemon Settlement with John Galbraith and his band, the JG3, and Dream Squeeze will be wrapping things up. That sounds like a great time tomorrow night. All right, what about other shows that you've seen around town? I like to ask the guys and girls who come in here about what they make of the local scene, you know, participating with other musicians and just kind of being out there with all the other gang.
I got to say, from when I was in St. Louis and playing local shows, I am surprised that I actually enjoy listening to the other local bands so much. That was a surprise for me, because when I was playing local shows at the high school in St. Louis, a lot of the other bands were a bunch of high schoolers making shows together, so I had that expectation coming here.
You're from South County, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, like, metalcore.
Yeah, and just, like, you know, pop punk bands, except... so it's like... It's just, I was so surprised at how much I actually enjoyed listening to the other local musicians here in town versus St. Louis. So when there's so many people that then you get a variety of skill levels and songwriting and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving here, I was... I didn't really know what my expectations were, quite frankly, and I actually managed to get out one night and stumble across what I thought was probably still to this day one of the best shows I've seen here.
Who's that?
And it was Devin Frank and The Onions.
Huh.
Both just spectacular.
Wow.
So, I mean, right away, I was really, really intrigued by what was going on here. And there's a, you know, this kind of under, lying aspect of just some stellar musicians.
I agree. I think we're really fortunate for a relatively small mm-hmm. population wise. There's some really talented folks around mm-hmm. here, and we're lucky that we get to be a part of it. So, I include you guys in that bunch. You guys are sounding great. You want? Let's see. How many more you got in you? We've got time at least for probably two more, maybe three. No. You want to do one now?
We got four more.
Well, let's do one now.
We came prepared.
That's great. All right, so we'll do another one.
We can play them again if need be.
That's right. And then we'll come back and maybe do a little review of what's happening over the weekend. Okay. All right. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia on the web, kopn.org. And by the way, if you want to listen to these old programs, they're all up on my website. If you go to Mike Hagan, MikeHagan, MikeHagan.com, just click on the button that says Open Mic Radio, and it'll take you to the archives. And you can hear all the programs that we've done over the last year or two, and some really good ones in there. So this one will be added to the collection as of this afternoon sometime. So anyway, okay, we've got the Lemon Settlement, and they're going to play another one for us here. What do you got there, Mr. Michael?
This is called A Figure on Smiley Avenue.
All right, here we go. Love the keys on that one too. It's like, it sounds like that old Hammond B3 or something like that. That's amazing. You can make it sound like that on that that small unit there. What, technically speaking, I'm interested in that keyboard.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about
about that.
It's a Korg R3. It's a multi synthesizer that does a lot of simulation of old vintage instruments.
Wow, it sounds so cool. And how many keys? It's only got what?
It's a short keyboard. I think it's 37 keys. Yeah, so it's a little compact, and yeah, I try to get the most out of it. But
yeah, that's awesome. All right, sounding great. That's the Lemon Settlement, everyone. What's the name of that song?
A Figure on Smiley Avenue. That's actually on our new album.
All right. Very, very good. Okay.
And the version on the album is really different because it was done by some of his old colleagues. And it's fantastic. You should hear that. It's got banjo, and Josh sings that?
He does part of it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And trumpet, everything else. So,
yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally different arrangement, but it's really cool.
Your most recent record, when was that released?
What was it? Sorry.
Yeah, cassette release.
August 19th, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Yeah.
And was that through Tell 'Em Tapes?
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Yep. Yeah, and so are you guys, is that connected with Dismal Niche, or are those guys in separate organizations?
No, not entirely 100%, but I mean, I know all those folks know each other. Uh-huh. So in one way or another, I think there actually has been some collaborative releases between the two of them as well.
Yeah.
Like It's Me, Ross, maybe. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly,
Ross,
not 100%.
Another super talented guy around here.
Yeah.
The guys over there at Hit Street Records, Kyle and Taylor, and I'm not sure who else is involved over there, but anyway, I think they're real helpful too when it comes to this kind of stuff, because I think Tellum is involved with those guys over there.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Yeah,
they're a great bunch. They had us play way back in May.
We played at the record store there.
Oh yeah, that's cool when they do the shows in the record store.
Yeah.
I was standing in the stacks next to a Steely Dan record. You know,
it's a neat space, and it's pretty cool when they put a band in there, because they kind of got to be creative the way they set it up, right?
Yeah,
it's fun. All right, right on. Well, cool. Let's see. I was going to ask you favorite shows that you've performed.
It'd probably be so far for myself anyway. The last show that we played.
The last show was a lot of fun.
The record release show.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Cafe Berlin.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Our good friend Dave, he was our guitar player, and it was his last show, and he left on great terms, and he really brought it that night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then Rusted Satellites from
Dirt City. Is that Dave Morrison?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Doing a solo, solo duo jazz kind of thing right now, and working on his own music. So I'd check out his stuff, DavidMorrison.com. Mm-hmm. No, it's on Bandcamp.
He has Bandcamp.
Yeah. But
he's releasing a song every single week.
That's right. Yeah.
Really?
So, a song a week. That's what he's doing.
Wow.
This year, yeah.
That's challenging.
Calls
it 52 cards.
53 card
pickup. 53 card. I think he calls
52
cards.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious. Let's see how many of them are good. Yeah. Yeah.
They're all really good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple more covers.
He can play those fancy jazz chords. So.
Yeah.
And then Rusted Satellites played that night with us as well, which I quite frankly was blown away by as well. They're from Jeff City.
Really? I'm not familiar with them.
I recommend.
I'm going to have to put them on my list. In fact, I usually ask when people are here on the show, I usually ask if there's anyone that they think that I should have that I should invite to the program. Maybe I'll put them on my list.
I would highly recommend.
One more time. Rusted Satellites?
Correct. Yeah, from Jefferson City. Yeah. Not only that, just again, a good group of folks, really nice folks.
Cool. What's their style?
What they call it, bummer psych rock or something like that? Or
I mean, quite frankly, for me anyway, and I don't know if they'll find this to be a compliment or not, but I definitely kind of got like a My Bloody Valentine vibe and whatnot, which,
It's pretty atmospheric. Yeah. It's really good, though. Great singing and great drumming and great sound.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, we'll talk about
it. Guitar player's got about 30 pedals, so.
At least.
Yeah.
All right, let me take care of a quick piece of business here and say that the We Always Swing Jazz Series presents an evening with the Branford Marsalis Quartet. That's October 17th. That's going to kill for people who like great jazz. Anyway, Branford Marsalis, October 17th at the Missouri Theater. You can get more information at 573-449-3009 or at wealwaysswing.org. And one other piece of business here, along with listener support, this program is brought to you by the owners of Columbia Storage. Long-term supporters of KOPN, Columbia Storage is centrally located on College Avenue, just north of Paris Road. In the storage business for more than 30 years, they've recently installed solar collectors to meet the bulk of their energy needs. More information on the web, columbiastoragemo.com, or on the telephone, 573-443-1599. Looks like my guests are gearing up to play another song because they're all whispering here behind the mic, so I'm going to let them do that. Are you going to play another one for us?
Yes. Yeah.
This is great. I love how much music we're getting in. I love it. Okay, tell us a little bit about the song you're going
to
play.
This song's called Keys to Cycles Past. The best way I can describe it is, and I won't name drop anybody, but I have this really good friend, and I've always unfortunately felt that he was somewhat paranoid and delusional.
And we've all got one of those.
This is my tribute to him. So.
I'm probably the one that most people use to fill that spot in their friendship circle.
Yeah.
All right, Lemon Settlement here one more time. This is the guys, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
And gold. Once envied by woodsmen alike, cause wars no man would fight. Now told in wounds of ghosts, less attractive and overgrown. While footprints in the bank of the snow tell tales of women told. Marching band, let battle land carve the way. Sparks of flame drain a holiday. Leaves are falling, it's time to laugh, dance, glide, skip and slide. And like a needle once heard on the B-side of a single word.
Lemon Settlement, you're listening to it. Another great song. Is that on the new record too?
Tubi.
Oh, that's one that hasn't been recorded yet.
Correct. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. There's an old recording actually on that Quintessential EP of it, but
you're gonna revamp it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Revisiting and re-recording.
Okay. Cool. All right. What about contact information? If people want to get a hold of you or find out about you or invite you to play at a gig or whatever, how do they? I'm sure social media, but why don't you give them the details?
Correct. We do have Facebook. Instagram, as well as Bandcamp.
Okay.
Also, so.
All right. And just the Lemon Settlement.
Correct. Yep. Lemon Settlement, Facebook, Instagram, and Lemon Settlement Bandcamp.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's take a look and see what's happening tonight and tomorrow around town. You guys feel free to chime in if you're familiar with any of these folks. A lot of times I'll read what's happening, and a lot of times I don't even know who who it is. It's amazing how much music comes through here, because I try to be relatively familiar with it, you know, but man, there's so much. I'm like, well, who are they, you know? Anyway, Interstellar Overdrive, that's the Pink Floyd tribute. They do that every once in a while around town. It's actually really good, and I'm excited because my friend Ruth Acuff is back in town, and she has been performing with them for many years, and she came back to do that, and probably a show, maybe with the Royal Furs. I don't know if they're going to do a show or not, but Ruth is going to be on the program here with me next week, her and Mary Ellen Kirk. So if you like those ladies and yada, come on back next week and check that out. Anyway, Interstellar Overdrive, that's a Pink Floyd tribute tonight. That's on 9th Street. They're going to do that outside? Gee, I don't think so. We'll have to see how that works out with the weather. Anyway, tomorrow you've got All That Remains and Lacuna Coil. Familiar?
I do know both of those bands, actually.
That sounds like metal stuff or pretty heavy rock.
They are like metalcore bands like I was bringing up earlier.
You can always tell by the names, you know? the metal bands have the best names. They just crack me up, some of them. Anyway, they'll be joined by Bad Omens, Eximios, and Uncured. All right, let's see what's happening at Rose.
Is it bad that I knew all of those?
That's great. Good. I guess we know Samir's guitar background here. He's been thrashing it, so. All right, Rose tonight. We've got Friday Happy Hour with King Benny. That'll be great. Unfortunately, again, weather permitting, they normally do that outside in the park, but we'll have to see if they can get away with it. Although it looks like it might clear up later today, I guess, as I'm looking at the weather. All right, then later tonight at Rose, Matt Heckler and Casper Allen. How about that, anybody? Any takers? No? All right. And Among the Mountains will be opening that show. Now, I know those guys and girls. They were here on the program a month or two ago, and that's real cool bluegrass stuff. All right. So that's tonight at Rose. And then tomorrow at Rose, you've got the Native Howl and Old Crow Revival. That'll be a fun show. Let's see what's happening at Cafe Berlin. Tonight, we've got Tonina and Messenjix. Anyone familiar with them? Mm-hmm. No.
Michael doesn't let us out of the basement much. So.
And then, of course, tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin, we've got my guests. They'll be playing with John Galbraith and Dream Squeeze. And, of course, that's the Lemon Settlement. Tomorrow night, October 12th. What did you say again? Doors at 8?
Doors at 8.
Doors at 8. Show at 9. Okay. That'll be a great one. And anything on Sunday? No, that's it at Berlin. Cooper's Landing, I don't know what they're going to be. I don't even know if they're operational. They've had a lot of water in the last couple of weeks. Man, it's been a tough time down by the river this year. But if they do it, let's see, no music tonight. It looks like tomorrow afternoon, the Flood Brothers, I'm sorry, from 6 to 9 tomorrow night, if they're able to open the place. And last week, the Barroom Billies were supposed to play there, but they had to cancel that show, and they've had to do a lot of that this summer, unfortunately. Catfish Katie's down there at the Station House, sort of the same situation down there. It looks like the Boon Howlers will be playing down there tonight from 6 until 8. And then you've got an afternoon show with Jen Norman, who I'm not familiar with. That's tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4. And then Third Switch tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. That's at the Station House. And, of course, they got Sunday afternoon stuff there, too. That's Norm Rubling and his band, Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. Okay, lots going on. And Roachport General Store, one of my favorite. You guys ever get down there to the Roachport store?
Been there, but not to see music.
Go down there and say hi to those guys and get on the bill there. That'd be a fun gig, and it's a cool place to play. They do a nice job there, and they usually get a pretty good crowd, and it's kind of a local gang.
Oh yeah, hung out there at Roachport last weekend.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh yeah, they had the donut festival. Yeah, I was there too. I didn't have a donut, but there was some great music.
Yeah, shows you how committed I am to dropping weight for radio again.
Yes, that's why we do radio. Okay, tonight at the Roachport store, you've got Marcella's Ghost, very very good band, and Faded Youth tomorrow night. Let's see, what else do we have here? I think the summer music series at Les Bourgeois has completed. The last one was the Crush Festival last week, and that's too bad. They did a great job at Les Bourgeois this week as well. And yeah, that looks like about what's happening. If you want more details on what's happening this weekend, stick around. About an hour from now, Miss Diana Moxon will really give you a good look at what's happening all around town in the art scene. She does it every weekend. Her program is called Speaking of the Arts. She'll be on the air in just about 15 minutes. So I'm going to drag another song out of you guys. This will probably be the last one that we can do live. We'll close the program in about 10 minutes with one of your songs from your most recent record, so people can hear a little bit of the recorded material as well. Okay. But let's get one more from you guys here in the studio, okay?
All right.
Surgically hiding from society, buried under gray matter, tucked away from everyone. Atonic but actively perceived as reality but wrong. Bioclonic fidgeting suppressed as the work is being done. Designed to coordinate, transmitters to formulate, stimuli designed as particles of the sun. Zeitgeber's approaching me, beta waves now weakening, and delta waves stepped up and told a tale with a lonely strum. Atonic but actively perceived as reality but wrong. Bioclonic fidgeting suppressed as the work is being done. Why would a neuron take shortcuts through hidden caves, known for echoes, mocking dendrites just for fun? A delta philosophy exchanged neurologically and the cycles of the moon, the stars, and sun. Atonic but actively perceived as reality but wrong. Bioclonic fidgeting suppressed as the work is being done.
All right, great stuff, you guys. That is the Lemon Settlement. Had a great time this morning with these guys in the studio. Look forward to seeing them tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin. Going to be a great show with John Galbraith and his band, and Dream Squeeze will be wrapping things up tomorrow night. You guys are playing in the middle, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll ask you, what else you got planned for the future? What do you got going for the winter? Any other big shows you want to talk about? Are you going to be doing some recording, writing some new material? What?
Definitely some more recording. Probably working on another full length, maybe a single prior to it, just to put something out. But we have a working title, at least I do momentarily, called the Pall Mall Opus. So we'll
pardon me one more time.
The Pall Mall Opus. Yeah. So again, working titles, right?
But who's to us?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. But definitely some recording, and we're open to shows. You know, we just we definitely all have the day jobs and whatnot. So we slack on trying to actually get out there and, you know, hit the street and try to find them a lot of times. So we're always open to shows. We'll definitely be recording, and yeah.
All right. What about other projects? Are you guys involved in any other things individually?
I do work on my own solo stuff a little bit. It's not coming out for a couple months, I don't anticipate.
What's the nature of that stuff?
It's kind of like Ooh, it's weird. It's like
is it metal?
No, it's closer to metal than this, but not by much. It has influences from like noise music and kind of like post-punk music.
Huh.
So yeah, it's political in nature for me.
All right.
It's
just, all right. That's cool. So, yeah. What about you, Ty?
I don't currently have any other musical side projects. I mean, I write songs and play guitar, but nothing being recorded right now. So
okay, all right.
There's a group of friends that I've had that I've been playing music with for years and years. We just kind of get together and whatever sounds good we play. That's not like we're trying to really get out and play. We've done it a few times, but just really for fun.
All right. John, you got anything else going on?
Not really. Sometimes I mess around with a video project here and there and like taking pictures and making noise.
All right. Any shows coming up that you're looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, actually, the Screaming Females are coming, and they played True False a couple years ago.
I know who they are.
And they're fantastic.
That's amazing you said that, because
they're playing at Cafe Berlin, I believe. And
I got to get down there. I do another show that's on Monday nights from 11 o'clock until 2 in the morning, and it's sort of a different take than this. It's more talk and interviews and things like that. But each Monday, I'll feature one musician throughout the whole program. And I featured Screaming Females last Monday, and I had no idea they were coming to town, and I am excited to see them because I really didn't know much about their music.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're an indie band, but I think they're out of New York, but they sort of got famous a couple years ago. The AV Club, the Onion AV Club,
mm-hmm.
would have like a cover series where they would have people pick a song off a board,
mm-hmm.
and they did the Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off.
Is that right?
You should check it out. It's pretty cool.
All right. So, yeah, that's one to put on my list as well. You said next week, huh?
I think maybe the 20-something.
Okay, but sometime later this month.
The interwebs will tell you.
I'm sure it will. All right, well, cool. Well, hey, you guys, I'm going to wrap it up and say thank you very much. We're going to switch gears here and get Diana Moxon in here in a few minutes. But once again, appreciate you coming down, sounding really good. Have a great show tomorrow night, and I hope things continue to go well for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, and thanks KOPN for everything you folks do.
You bet. We appreciate it. All right. Okay. Fantastic.
Long live community radio.
How about that? All right. All right. I appreciate it, you guys. We'll see you soon. All right. That's the Lemon Settlement. Once again, you can catch them tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin. They'll be playing with John Galbraith, the John Galbraith 3, and a band called Dream Squeeze. All right, it's Mike, and you've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I would like to tell you that next week, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll have Miss Ruth Acuff and Mary Ellen Kirk here with me in the studio. I'm not sure if they'll be playing. I hope Mary Ellen brings her keyboard, and I think her and Ruth have actually performed together. In fact, they're touring together right now, as a matter of fact, or at least they have been. But I'm not sure if they're doing anything together. At any rate, we'll try to get some music out of Mary Ellen Kirk and Ruth Acuff next week. The following week, my friend Andrew Ryan from St. Louis, he's a wonderful singer-songwriter who also is a great producer. And he was here in the studio with me a couple of months ago, earlier in the summer, him and his buddy Ray, and I'm thinking they'll both be back with me 2 weeks from now. So fantastic stuff. Andrew Ryan coming back to the studio with me in just a couple of weeks. We've got Naked Dave on, I guess that's the 1st of November. The Ridge Runners. I ran into Tim and Josh last night. As a matter of fact, Tim Carey opened the show last night for Sean James, and we had the Cosmic Riders in between. But anyway, I got a chance to talk with Tim and Josh, and the Ridge Runners will be playing a show on the 8th of November, and that's going to be a big one, and we're going to have them here in the studio with me the morning of the 8th. So I'm excited to get Tim and Josh and Noel and whoever else is playing with them these days with the Ridge Runners back here in the studio. I guess Justin will be here. So also the January Lanterns coming sometime soon. Mason Van Ghost, the guys from Dismal Niche. I'll get Kylie on Hit back here one of these days. Nick Gorham, I want to talk to him. I don't know. We'll keep it going. I saw Johnny O, John Randall from the Hootenhollers. They're up in Milwaukee this weekend, and I'm excited about that. John will be back here with me probably in November sometime, once those guys are back from the road, and we'll get a feel for what's up with the Hootenhollers, and we'll get Johnny to play a few songs for us, all right? Okay, my email address, mikehagan@mikehagan.com. Once again, on the website, you can get to the archives for all of these programs, Open Mic Radio. Just click on that button, and yeah, It's MikeHagan.com, MikeHagan. Once again, stick around for Diana Moxon. And speaking of the arts, I hope the summer has been fantastic for you because it's about over now. And if that's not apparent, then you're not paying attention. It's gotten kind of cool and chilly, and we've had a lot of rain, and I think the warm weather might be gone for quite a few months now. So anyway, enjoy the fall and enjoy the weekend. Go out there, try to find some something fun to do, and come on back next week and listen to Open Mic Radio, because I'll have Mary Ellen Kirk and Ruth Acuff with me, okay? All right, be cool to yourself, be cool to other people. Cheers, everybody. Take care. This is one more from Lemon Settlement. This is a song from their most recent release. It is called Nomadic Almanacs, and the song is called Beulah's Fanfare. It's been fun. Talk to you all next week.